From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the man Irving has picked as its next school superintendent, and new cholesterol guidelines that put the spotlight on statin drugs. First, the winter storm North Texans dreaded fizzled out. Still, 480 flights were canceled at DFW Airport. As the last stranded passengers get on their way, KERA's Bill Zeeble reports that this storm is still churning across the southeast and menacing holiday travel.
Passenger Robert Brown was supposed to be in Austin Monday making business calls to clients, but a canceled flight kept him in a Dallas hotel overnight. He didn't mind.
Well, it was okay for me because I had a chance to relax, but it's not okay for my job. It's bad, but it's good. I get to see Texas, so no complaints.
Brown will just rent a car and drive to the state's capital instead of flying. Backed up flights won't let him leave until much later today, so he'll make some business stops on the drive south. DFW Airport's David Magana says with clearing weather and rising temperatures, DFW's schedule should be normal through Thanksgiving, and that means busy.
We are encouraging travelers to be early birds this year. That is always the call for Thanksgiving, and if you're here early, you can travel in a relaxed state.
Early for Magana means 2 to 2.5 hours before your flight leaves. He also says check your carrier for any delays. The large storm system that we experienced is moving east and could drop more heavy rain, sleet, or snow from Arkansas to Georgia and Maryland over the next few days. For those awaiting flights at DFW, Magana says for the first time, airport vendors will ship purchases free to anywhere in the U.S. Also, gifts bought at the airport in secured sections will be wrapped free in Terminal D. That might not seem like a big deal, but presents carried on the plane cannot be wrapped because of TSA rules. Magana says DFW's busiest travel day of the year is typically the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The airport expects 175,000 people December 1st. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
By the middle of next month, the Irving School District should have a new superintendent. Jose Parra is the lone finalist for the job. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, Parra currently runs the small Central Texas district in Lockhart.
Lockhart's superintendent, Jose Parra, begins each day at a different school. Before even heading to his office, he's on a campus greeting teachers by their first names and talking with students. That works well in a district with 4,700 kids, but Irving's got nearly 35,000. Still, Board President Stephen Jones says Bada told him Irving's got the feeling of a small town.
We didn't want to lose that. We interviewed people from larger districts than Irving, but we like the hometown feel. We like the small town feel and the student focus. That is an advantage, in my mind, for Dr. Parra coming from the smaller district to the larger district.
Bada comes into a district that's had some turmoil the past few years. His predecessor, Dana Bedden, was forced out after friction with the school board. Bada's not talking to the media until his contract's approved. He's a native of New Braunfels whose first language was Spanish, Jones says. He learned English from his 6 older siblings.
Many times, districts will focus on subpopulations of students based on race or something like that. Dr. Parra doesn't see kids in groups like that. He sees them all individually.
Lockhart School Board President Rick Womble touts Bada's communication and team-building skills.
You can look at our test score numbers and you can see the improvement. You can look at the graduation rates and you can see the improvement. And that's, you know, that's all across our district.
Bada spent 6 years at Lockhart. News of his impending departure has hit some there pretty hard. One principal cried when she learned he'd been picked for the Irving job. Womble says he's easy to get to know.
The thing that impresses me about Dr. Parra is his ability to stay big picture, because sometimes, you know, regardless of what type of organization you're leading, it can be a real challenge to stay out of the details, so to speak, and to continue to focus on those big picture items.
Irving residents will get a chance to meet Bada when he attends a special meeting on December 12th. That's when board members will decide whether to make his new job official. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
For a deeper look at Jose Parra, go to our Class of 17 blog at education.kera.org. New guidelines were released earlier this month on who should take statin drugs to reduce cholesterol. Turns out those cholesterol numbers we are so obsessed with may be less important than risk factors. In today's edition of our series, Vital Signs, KERA's Sam Baker talks statins with Dr. Roberto Wise of Methodist Charlton Medical Center.
Statins block a certain pathway where you tend to form bad cholesterol, if you will. And statins are drugs that reduce production of cholesterol in a large group of patients.
There are several types of statins, though. What differentiates one from the others?
Medium potency statins and high potency statins. There is a group which you can expect a reduction in cholesterol of about 30%, and there's a certain group of statins where you can expect a reduction of a 50 to 60%.
How potentially dangerous are statins?
Statins are actually very safe. There are multiple studies done and where we have gone from straight body count, where we check for mortality, and statins have always come ahead. There are studies where we've done mortality and complications. Statins have come ahead. Statins have complications just like any medication, and that's why they should be monitored. That's why part of being on a statin is having your cholesterol monitored. Statins, the most reported side effect is muscle aches. But that's a discussion that you have to have with your doctor, and it has to be monitored.
But you did mention muscle pain, for instance, as side effects. Others that have been listed are like headaches, abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea. Even in some rare cases, liver damage and memory impairment, muscle damage.
Well, there are a lot of side effects described. The muscle aches seem to be more common in people that are less active. And there's some studies showing that you also, if you have a low vitamin D level, that may compound the problem. Liver function tests have to be monitored when you take statins, and they have to be monitored at least twice a year. Usually, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the very beginning. If you have been on a very stable regimen with statins for years, your chances of having significant damage are much, much less. It seems to be what we call in medicine an idiosyncratic reaction. Some people do get it, some people don't get it.
Is taking a statin drug enough?
No, taking a statin doesn't give you a pass. We want you to take the medication when appropriate, but we want you to diet, we want you to exercise, we want you to have a healthy life.
Once you are put on a statin drug, are you on that for life?
Well, based on current guidelines, some groups will be on statins for life. If you have a cholesterol that is borderline and you can exercise, lose weight, have a better diet, you may be able to get to a target that you and your doctor are comfortable with. There's some things that you cannot modify, like your age, your sex, your family history, your genetic makeup. And some people have familial dyslipidemia. You come in with already to the world with a deck stacked against you. Those will have to be on statins forever. But that tool allows us to see what is your risk in the next 10 years. And if through multiple, I guess, non-pharmacological interventions, you can bring your risk down to 3% to 2% in 10 years, at that point, you and your doctor may decide that medications are not adding enough to you for you to take them.
KERA's Sam Baker talking with Dr. Roberto Wise, a cardiologist at Methodist Charlton Medical Center. Read about statin drugs, the new recommendations, and cholesterol at our health blog at breakthroughs.kera.org. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. For the evening, you can expect overcast skies with a low near 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high about 50. And tomorrow night, clear with a low near 35. It's currently sitting at 39 degrees in Dallas, 37 in Fort Worth, 36 in Tyler, and 34 in Wichita Falls. Marketplace is next on KERA 90.1.